It's time for Joe Smith here on a Monday morning. Say hello to Margaret Fetty, Smitty, if you would.
Smitty, say hello to Margaret Fetty. Margaret Fetty, hello. Oh, how are you on this Monday?
I'm really good. How about you?
Well, I'm okay.
Good.
I'm all right.
It's going to rain all week, Joe, so we're glad we had a full weekend of high school to get in. And
sorry to hear about the forecast this week. But
well, if we have one bad forecast a month, I think we'll be all right on that.
You got that right. I mean, it is the final week of April, so we've been doggone lucky.
We got to get some showers in and get everything growing, especially the grass on those greens, Joe, and the North Cougar golfers. The greens are rolling, everybody's rolling, and plenty of activity. We had track and field going on. Just get us recapped on a very busy weekend.
Well, I tell you, week four, and it was some week for Bar Mills' North Cougar tennis team. 6-win week, leading them to a 7-1 record, entering now week number 5. They had a couple of wins against ranked Conference Indiana foes in Columbus North and Terre Haute North, and the Cougs finished off the week winning its own invite, downing Silver Creek and Seymour. Sophomore Lily McAfee teamed with Jordan Trilling to win a straight setter at 2 doubles, and then Lily came back against Seymour and won a straight setter at 3 singles, 6-1, 6-love. As a matter of fact, North swept the singles in both matches with Anna McCoy, Carolina Lopez, and Kelly Fox joining McAfee in the win circle. The polls will be out a little bit later in the week. And look this week for a solid North presence. They'll be out tomorrow, weather permitting, at home against Conference Indiana foe Perry Meridian, but a great week for Barb Mills North tennis team. All kinds of records set Saturday as Larry Williams boys and Tom Stokes South girls swept both ends of the Edgewood invite, although Castle did tie South on the boys' side. IU-bound senior sprinter Megan Grabowski set new marks in the 100 and 200 at 12.04 and 25.2, respectively. The Cougar girls, 21 points behind South in second. And another future Ron Helmer product, senior Gracie Heeb, swept both hurdles, setting a new mark in the 110s at 15.17. Heeb also came through in the Cougar mile relay win over the Panthers, and sophomore Grace Williams also had her own sweep of the day, winning the mile and 2 mile. The Edgewood girls were fifth. The South fellows got a sweep from Evan Franklin in the 16 and 3,200 meter events. Will Hopkins won the discus. He put it out 175 feet 6. Caleb Butt won the 110 hurdles. Meanwhile, senior Malik LaFoon of North had a PR, 6-6 in the high jump, tying the invite record. The mile relay team of Antonio Dahlman, Will Jones, Isaac Benz, and Bryce Frazier, a new meet record of 327.5 there. Bryce and Isaac also won the 4 and 800 meters respectively for Justin Helmer's maroon and gold. Norris Caleb Brewer won the shot put. The Edgewood fellas finished fourth in the invite. Richard Hurt's North Baseball Cougars warmed for tomorrow night's Battle of the Bypass with South at Bart Kauffman Stadium, taking 2 from Mooresville. Sophomore Jordan McCoy, a route-going 2-hit shutout in a 6-0 nightcap win after junior Riley Crean hurled 6 strong innings in the opener, not allowing a run. The Cougar bats were hot, pounding out a total of 20 hits in the twin bill, including 6 for extra bases, one of them a John Inman home run. Aaron Wicker and Grant Druckmiller both went 4 for 8 on the day. The Cougars are now 5-4. South comes into tomorrow night's 7 o'clock game at the Bart, 5-6. Elsewhere, after getting hit by an errant foul ball, batted ball, actually last week, in a ball game that Edgewood played, skipper Bob Jones, the weekend off, he's being taken care of. Son Sam took over the club on the weekend, and the Mustangs blew away Cascade twice, scoring 26 runs, 36 hits in the sweep, leaving them 11-4 and 4-0 atop the WIC East Division. Tanner Colby, 6-for-10 at the dish, 4 run, 5 RBI, and a 9-strikeout, no decision in game 2. Connor Morton was just as productive, a route-going effort for his 3rd win, and he was also 5-of-9 at the plate with 4 RBI. Softball Saturday, not as good, as all 3 Monroe County squads lost twice. Mick Hammett's Edgewood Mustangs dropped out of first place in the WIC East, losing 7-6 to Cascade. Taylor Acuff did hit her 5th home run of the spring. Cascade Cascades having a great year at 9-1. They won game two as well, 2-1. South readies for North tomorrow at Andy Moore Field in its own Battle of the Bypass at 6 o'clock. They're 2-8 after losses to Decatur Central and Whiteland in the Whiteland Invite. And Mooresville swept North 4-1 and 2-0, leaving Emily Kranz, Maroon, and Gold, 8-3, headed into tomorrow night's 6 o'clock game. And note the time change there for the girls' softball game. It's been moved up an hour. Meanwhile, on the links over at Ray Park in Terre Haute, Ryan Muehlhaus's North Cougs wound up T6 on the leaderboard. In the 17-team Bob Arnett Invite, team co-medalist honor shared by juniors Luke Domer, Sam Wise, and senior Adam Baker, all shot 83. So ready to now wind into week number 5 as we begin to wrap up April. Don't forget, in the zone, Dave and Glass and your phone calls at 6, and the Reds move into Queen City Field tonight to take on the Mets. First of 3 on the radio dial of this week. Pregame at 7, first pitch tonight for the Reds at 7:10.
Let's get lucky. Joe and Hope Tuesday's forecast helps with baseball and softball's doubleheader at Bart Coffin and Andy Moore.
That's a shame because, you know, Indiana's playing at Victory Field tomorrow night against Notre Dame, allowing the city kids to play the annual Battle of the Bypass. So let's hope at least the stormy weather holds off.
Yeah, and because it doesn't look like this week there's any other time to sneak it in there. Indiana's home Wednesday for baseball, and then they've got, I think, Northwestern on the weekend. They had a big, big series win.
Yeah,
we'll talk about that.
Yeah.
Big soccer game yesterday as well. So at 8:45, we will be busy with the Hoosier wrap-up there. And Pacers are in action tomorrow, Game 5 in Toronto. And as you mentioned, Reds on the radio. And Dave and I will get you caught up on all that tonight.
Sounds good. We'll be back to join in the festivities.
8:45. Write it down. A fresh pot of coffee next.
I got it. I got it brewing, baby.
All right.
Want a cup?
Yes, I do.
You're a team man, though, aren't you?
Both. I'll do both.
See you in a bit.
See you, buddy. Good job. Joe Smith, Monday morning, is getting things kicked off. That weather is going to be tough this week, folks. You got to watch it. Watch the radar at WGCLradio.com. 8:46 at WGCL. There's Margaret Fetty.
Good morning.
On the telephone with us, we check in every Monday morning just after 7:45 and 8:45 with Joe Smith. Smitty, good morning. How are you?
I'm just fine. Good morning again, Margaret.
Good morning.
I got to get another. Hang on.
Get that coffee going. Yeah,
hang on. Hang on.
Get that thing fired up.
Wait a minute. You got a second?
Yeah. Go ahead. You're good. You got to get the pot fired up there.
The working headset is important.
Good morning, Margaret.
There you go. Jeez.
Hello, Joe.
See how much better that sounds after a good old swig of Folgers Golden Roast.
Is it the burn or the caffeine?
No caffeine on Mondays.
Oh, really?
Tuesday, Wednesday. No. High octane stuff, Glass.
That's right. First chair, let's get it rolling. And, Joe, we had a busy weekend. We hope this weekend isn't the last nice one we have, but the forecast right now doesn't look very promising for this week. But we're going to look back to look forward, and Indiana baseball had a great series win at East Lansing. We'll talk about that. But the spring is over for Todd Yeagley's soccer crew, and it ended on a very high note.
Well, I tell you, Richard Ballard made sure Indiana ended its spring on a good note Sunday. The rising redshirt senior midfielder, one of only two remaining active members of that 2012 National Championship team, certainly put together one of the more complete games in his career up top for the Hoosiers on Sunday before a nice crowd and sunshine skies of nearly, 4,000 out on the Yeagley pitch. Ballard finished with a goal, had an assist, and was an offensive standout while the defense pitched a shutout in the Hoosiers' 2-0 win over Mexico's U-20 national team to close out the spring season, finishing out 4-0. And Christian Lomeli, along with Colin Webb, combining in goal on shutout. They had 3 saves between them, so a great spring there for Todd Yeagley's Booters. Well, like he's done so many times this season, Logan Sauer is up with the big base knock, a 2-run double to left in the 11th inning, followed by Alex Krupa's 2-run two-bagger, and the Hoosiers of Chris Lamona scoring 4 in the 11th, 3 of them unearned, but we'll take it. Sunday in East Lansing, winning 8-4 over the Spartans. Coach Chris's Hoosiers with another series win now in its pocket and begins the week tied for third with Michigan State at 8-4 in the standings, trailing only league leader Minnesota at 9-2 and Michigan headed into the final week of April. Former South Panther Jake Kelzer, three strong innings of relief, five strikeouts, yielding to closer Thomas Belcher, who picked up the win. Isaiah Pasture, nice job at the hot corner and also at the top of the batting order with his three hits. He had a run scored, an RBI, two stolen bases, and a couple of nice fielding plays down there at third base. IU Notre Dame at Victory Field in Indy tomorrow night at 7:05. Elsewhere, the softballers of Michelle Gardner dropped to 6-11 in the Big Ten after getting swept out east at Rutgers over the weekend. They lose three, losing yesterday the final 3-2. Well, Clint Wallman's Hoosier women golfers finished seventh at the Big Tens up at the Fort Golf Resort in Indianapolis, moved up a spot, but now they'll be watching the Golf Channel tonight at 6 to see if they are one of the 72 teams entered into the NCAA tournament. The bids will be coming out later tonight, and Indiana right there on the bubble. Aaron Harper paced Indiana yesterday, had a nice three under round 69 to finish in a tie for 21st. Anna San Juan, though, had the best individual finish. She was team medalist with a tie for 15th after shooting a 2-under-70. As it turned out, for the second straight year, Northwestern and Ohio State shared the championship, but under the Big Ten's tie-breaking procedures, the Wildcats earned the conference's automatic berth to the NCAA championships. Meanwhile, Mike Mara's Hoosiers finished 10th at Victoria National down in Newburgh, shooting a final round 16-over-304. Brendan Doyle was the best yesterday, a round of 74. Team medalist Andrew Havel, the best on the board. He was a T28, shooting a 76 on Sunday. Elsewhere, Jeremy Wertzman's tennis Hoosiers capped the regular season and celebrated Senior Day with a 4-0 win over the Minnesota Gophers. That's six in a row heading into the Big Ten tournament. That opens up now Thursday at Minnesota, and Indiana has the 5 seed, the men now we're talking about, and they'll be taking on 12-seeded Iowa. Ohio State has the top seed, and the Buckeye men will be out after their 11th straight Big Ten championship. So the Ohio State women also are playing well. They have the 1 seed, and Lynn Loring's Queens, they finished up on a strong note, winning the regular season finale 6-1 over Penn State. Indiana 5-6 in the Big Ten. Unfortunately, they lost the tie break to Purdue and also a first round bye. So what does that mean? Well, the Indiana women now have the 7th seed and will play 10th-seeded Michigan State on Thursday. Elsewhere, former Hoosier diver Amy Kozad wrapped up the FINA World Diving Series with a 10th-place finish over in Kazan, Russia. The 10-meter competition over the weekend, she finished 8th for the series in the women's 10 meters. We had an IU-Purdue track meet out at Hayes over the weekend. Former South standout Jordan Huntoon led a 1-2-3 sweep in the 800 meters, winning in 150. Hoosier men also got a first place for former North Cougar standout Dylan Anderson in the pole vault, just over 16 feet. The men beat Purdue. The women lost 85-75. Neither point involved here in the Indiana Governor's Cup. That'll be determined later in the spring with the Big Ten championships. I can tell you that IU's Nikkel McClinton broke her own school record to win the hammer throw. She also won the discus as well. Well, elsewhere on the sports beat, the 14th-ranked Indiana rowers, Steve Peterson, wrapped up the 8th annual Dale England Cup out on Lake Lemon on a beautiful weekend. But when all the racing was complete, the Hoosier women, number 17 Notre Dame and Duke, were all tied with 108 points. The tiebreaker, determined, by the way, prior to the start of Saturday's races, would be the better of the combined times for each varsity 8 boat in their 2 Saturday heats. And when both teams added up those times, It was Notre Dame that edged Indiana by 85 one-hundredths of a second, and they took home the trophy. Up next will be the Big Tens out of Eagle Creek in Indy on May the 14th. Lots going on this week as the high schoolers enter week number 5, and also baseball. The Reds, they go into Queens, City Field, take on the Mets, the first of 3 on the airwaves tonight. Starting with the pregame at 7, preceded, of course, by Dave and Glass and your phone calls in the zone at 6 o'clock.